This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. U.S. President Joe Biden is moving quickly to dismantle Donald Trump's legacy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Within hours of entering the White House for the first time as chief executive, the president was in the Oval Office.
With the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
Signing executive orders reversing Trump on things from immigration to climate change and mandating mask wearing on federal property. None of that required congressional approval, though some GOP lawmakers quickly blasted the orders. Biden has an ambitious agenda, and though Democrats now control both chambers of Congress, the majorities are narrow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans will work with the president where possible.
And disagree respectfully where we must.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And AP's Jackie Quinn has more on Biden's immediate efforts to slow global warming.
Hours after taking the oath of office,
we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far.
President Biden signed an executive order rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which sets limits on global emissions of greenhouse gases. Bug approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and his press secretary Biden signed orders to preserve wilderness areas open to potential commerce by the previous administration.
Reviewing the boundaries for several national monuments places a temporary moratorium on all oil and natural gas leasing in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
With plans to reestablish fuel efficiency standards set by the Obama White House, which were then eased by the Trump administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon Wednesday. Trump must decide how to stay involved in politics, as he has said he will do. He has talked about using a super PAC for supporting candidates who try to oust Republicans who he believes have crossed him politically. The evenly divided Senate now under control of the Democrats because of Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote confirms President Joe Biden's first cabinet member, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Hours after President Biden took the oath of office, the Senate confirmed his first cabinet member.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed.
Former Deputy CIA Director Avril Haines is the President's Director of National Intelligence, overseeing her former agency as well as the rest of the nation's intelligence community. Her nomination had been temporarily blocked by Oklahoma Republican Tom Cotton. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is holding up Homeland Security nominee Alejandro Mayorkas' nomination over Biden's immigration plans. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For President Biden, he faces a determined Chinese leadership that could be further emboldened by America's toughest troubles at home. The Chinese government expressed hope Thursday, though, that Biden would return to dialogue and cooperate after the divisiveness under President Trump. Biden has potential areas of cooperation from climate change, North Korea's nuclear weapons development, but even in those areas, the two countries don't always agree. But Kirk Tong, a U.S. diplomat in Asia, sees a stalemate in the coming few years in which China keeps doing what it's been doing and the U.S. not happy about it. I'm more confident China may push back harder on issues like technology, territory, and human rights. Analysts draw parallels to the 2008 global financial crisis, from which China emerged relatively unscathed. As for the COVID-19 crisis, Dr. Anthony Fauci says U.S. President Joe Biden will order the United States to support projects to supply COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics to people in need around the world. Fauci says the United States will cease reducing U.S. staff counts at the World Health Organization and will pay its financial obligation to Fauci, Biden's top medical advisor, told the WHO's executive board that the president will issue a directive Thursday that shows the United States' intent to join the COVAX facility, a project to deploy COVID-19 vaccine to people in need around the world, whether in rich or poor countries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.